The role of professionalism and image to a recruiting career. Aspen and snow skiing. Indianapolis and auto racing. Hollywood and movies. All of these combinations conjure up a strong identity and perception of successful, winning combinations. Unfortunately, the concepts of sales and salespeople, or military recruiting and recruiters, don't always elicit such positive responses. For well over a decade, the Brooks Group has assisted thousands of organizations in hiring top salespeople. One of the factors we measure is the perception that sales candidates have of selling as a profession. Surprisingly, over 90% have a low view or appreciation of selling as a profession. These are statistics from people who are currently selling or are seeking an opportunity to join the profession. Do you think the numbers would be that much different for military recruiters? What about the perceptions your leads, applicants, influencers, and the public at large have of military recruiters? You can bet that it's not always a positive thought. What has led to those perceptions? The answer is not difficult. Pushy, talkative recruiters. Poorly trained recruiters. Broken promises. Unprofessional behavior on the part of some recruiters. Non-service-oriented recruiters. Unfortunately, there are recruiters who promise a lot and deliver little. There are others who convince you to join, then they forget about you and the promises they made on behalf of themselves and the Air Force Reserve. How can you avoid this trap? How can you prevent having others view you in this same light? Here are five tips. First, you must personally act out a sense of integrity and honesty, always for the long term. Don't trade short-term gain for long-term pain. Second, you must firmly believe that you are always acting in your applicant's best interest, regardless of the outcome for you. As you work with your leads and applicants, ask yourself, if this person were my son or daughter, how would I want them to be treated by the recruiter? Am I treating this lead or applicant the same way? Third, you must see recruiting duty as a profession that is far more than simply a job. Rather, it is a profession requiring total commitment and ongoing personal and professional development on your part. Fourth, you must have a rock-solid belief in your offerings, the Air Force Reserve, and the people who support your recruiting efforts. Without an unwavering belief, you will never feel good about your efforts. Fifth and last, take responsibility for your own actions, but recognize that you cannot blame yourself for the actions of other, less professional recruiters and the poor image they might project on the profession. Concentrate on being a professional recruiter. Give a presentation rather than a pitch. Finalize your commitments rather than close your applicants. Think of yourself as a professional recruiter, not a closer. Let's take a look at some steps that you can take to enhance your professionalism and give a far better impression of recruiting to even your most demanding leads, applicants, and influencers by following these steps. Always be prepared. Be ready with information, materials, aids, and all the tools you'll need to be professional. Strive to be trusted. Don't be an approval seeker. Ask the right questions that show you've done your homework. You really know the lead or applicant and are well prepared for the presentation. Present effective, relevant solutions that solve your applicants' biggest challenges and help them achieve their greatest dreams. Provide solutions that are on target and conceived to address real, substantive issues. Create value that supersedes the commitment your applicants make when they join the Air Force Reserve. Present evidence that makes such a case for the Air Force Reserve opportunity so strong that a qualified applicant would never turn it down. Support and reinforce the sale. Meet all of your commitments. Promise a lot and deliver more. Constantly work to help your applicants and influencers understand and maximize the Air Force Reserve opportunity. Always dress and act the part. Be completely professional and you will overcome any negative stereotype or preconceived perception anyone will ever have of you, your motives, or your profession. Remember, you are in the business of delivering benefits, solutions, results, and solving your applicants' long-term challenges. Like the recruiting badge you earned, that's quite an impressive set of credentials. Wear them both proudly, and they will serve you well.